Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Hey, Alex. It's Brock. How are you?
Good, mate. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Have you got a minute to chat? I've just got a question.
Sure.
And I would like for help, if that's okay.
Yeah, far away, mate.
My girlfriend's car is a Ford, and it's got like a little three-cylinder turbo thing.
Yep.
And we've been at the mechanic, and they've found that the turbo, you know, like the sucky in part of the turbo, that propeller?
Yes, the impeller,
the impeller,
wheel. Yep.
Yes. That's all like grinded up and a bit mangled.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if, A, you had any ideas what could cause that to happen on like turbos generally speaking. And two, if that's all ground up and nasty, do those metal shavings then end up in the engine, and potentially what long-term damage could those shavings do regardless of size?
Okay, so the short answer is the impeller sucks air, or the compressor wheel, the front of the turbo, which is the intake side, it sucks air from the air filter. So whatever's in front of that, there must be a really bad air filter or a hole or something that's allowed dirt ingress. Alternatively, if it's all chopped up and broken up, it could be that the turbo is actually failing. There's two outcomes. One is a failing turbo. Two is it's ingested some rubbish.
Gotcha.
Now, a turbo impeller that's basically fatiguing or going out of balance, what happens? You have essentially a car or a turbo that would be noisier in operation than it's ever been.
Yep.
So it'll make whiny, spooly noises.
Yep.
And you'll lack performance. Eventually, what will happen is the wheel will completely be munched up and it'll lose. It won't make boost anymore. It'll be flat. It might even break a shaft and start to use oil or smoke. All pretty extreme cases. Will the metal go in the engine? It needs to go through the intercooler first. And the intercooler is almost like a filter. So small particles in the air, yes. Large particles, no.
Okay.
So will it or could it hurt an engine? Mate, it'd be pretty far-fetched if you kept driving through it, put it that way.
Okay.
If the impeller on the turbo is a little bit munched up, maybe get some pictures and just have a look. You know, is it respectable or is it really bad?
I've seen the pictures and it looks like something's been, like, held against it and it's taken out, like it's all scratched up along the front, if that makes sense.
Right. So I'm not sure. I mean, might have had some rubbish. Maybe ask him if the air filter was dirty or was the air filter broken or something.
They didn't really give me any answers. I just had a service.
Gotcha. And why did they look at the turbo?
So to go back a few more steps, the car went into limp mode and started to lose power. And so they ran the codes and the codes came back as the vacuum pump. So they replaced the vacuum pump and the hose that it's connected to, and then they took it for a test drive and it still wasn't functioning as it should. It still wasn't making the right power. So they went further back along the line and found the damage to the turbo.
Right. I suppose one question you could ask them is the turbo still generating the boost pressure that's required? Is it in spec?
Yeah, okay.
So what is the specification and what is my car generating?
Yeah, okay.
Because if the turbo is not performing, then they should be able to say, well, specification for this particular car is 10 PSI and your car's only generating 3 or something like that. And then you go, okay, that's bulk difference. There's a big difference there. But if they come back and say, well, we haven't actually checked that, well, then you say, well, what the fuck are you actually testing?
Yeah, cool.
So unfortunately, I don't work on these things, but diagnostic process is a bit muddy sometimes.
Yes, of course.
But if you've got a turbo that's chopped up, however, it's still intact turning and most of the wheel is there, it should still perform enough to not flag issues with the car. It'll just get noisier and start to lose performance.
Gotcha.
But if it's completely hammered, different story.
And I guess my question was like, long-term damage. If we get it replaced, is the car a ticking time bomb or...
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. No,
I'd need to see pictures, but yeah. Essentially not really.
If I email them to you...
You can, matey. I'm just under the absolute pump today.
Nah.
But if you get them through to me, I'll have a look and I'll reply as soon as I can.
Yeah, no, that's okay. No stress. Nah, that's all good. You kind of made me feel a little better, so.
Just be careful what they're trying to charge you.
Was that a rhetorical question or was that a question?
Well, no, what are they trying to charge you for a turbocharger?
They've heard Dad's a Ford employee, so with his benefit, they're charging us $2,700.
Right. And is that a guaranteed? Is that a guaranteed fix now? Because they've replaced the vacuum pump and it's done fuck all.
That's what I've just been trying to figure out and chat with them. And he seems confident, but I don't know how confident.
Oh no, he can't be doing that. He can't be spending that money and not getting answers. So I'd be saying to him, okay. So now you think it's a turbo. So what do you do? Do you take the vacuum pump back off and not charge me for that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Surely there's got to be a better way to do a diagnostic on these things.
Well, that's what I thought too. He kind of hit me with the whole like, how long's a piece of string? Like, how deep do you want to go?
Yeah.
Kind of what he hit me with, rather than a plan.
Right, and this is at a dealership, is it?
Yes, correct.
Oh, yeah, got ya. Maybe send me the pictures of the turbo first.
Okay.
All right, and then ask him maybe that question also. Let me have a look at the pictures and then come back to him with some questions.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Alex.
Easy, man. No worries.
You're a gem. I'll email through those when I get home, and I'll chat to you whenever you've got time.
Easy, mate. No problem.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.